More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Bree Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a hazy, overcast day in Stockton, California. More Heart Than Talent Facebook Live. Welcome. This is the 4 o'clock Eastern Standard call that I've hosted live for the last couple of years. And prior to that, it was a Tuesday night, 10:30 Eastern podcast, or actually it was a conference call, then got turned into a podcast. Kevin Clinton, welcome to the call. Deb Lucas, welcome to the call. Steve Tracy, Michelle, Kate, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'll be covering content today. Some of the content you may have heard on the event Saturday with Eric Laufholm. For those of you who are on that Facebook, or actually it was a go-to webinar live with Eric Laufholm, thank you for being on that live event. And so Eric and I are going to be doing more and more of those events. And if you did not purchase the product that I offered from that event, if you're not on that go-to webinar, you can still purchase the product. It's called theclosersclinic.com, theclosersclinic.com. And that is a $9.97 course that you can purchase for $97. It has a lot of value. Now, on the Facebook Live today, I'm going to cover content about the inner game of selling. So today alone, I've spoken to many people on the GoToWebinar Saturday who had some breakthroughs about really understanding the inner game of selling. I coached people yesterday and coached people Sunday and Saturday who attended that. And the consensus of the people that I've coached said, wow, you and Eric have a lot of experience. You can tell that you and Eric are very smooth. You can tell that Eric and you have done this, the Ritz correct. So collectively between Eric, I factor that we have about 70 years of experience. I know that I personally have over 40 years of selling experience. Eric's younger than I am, but I know that he started with Robbins in 1990, and I know he started his selling career as a teenager. So somewhere in that time frame. And there are a few of you on today's Facebook Live that do have sales experience. I know that Kate Grace is on the line today, and Kevin Paulson has owned his own business. And I know that many of you have sales experience. However, there's a next level as there is in anything. There's a difference between being an amateur and a professional. And the difference in compensation is enormous, because an amateur will get paid like an amateur gets paid, very little or just enough to get by. Now, a professional who's very skilled at the profession, whatever the profession, has a lot of repetition and experience. That's why if you watch a top-tier NBA player, a person who's played in the National Basketball Association, has been playing since he was a small child, man or woman, or a Major League Baseball player, there's a lot of repetition and experience. There's batting cage time. Unfortunately, what happens to a large percent of my clients and the people I watch that are in a profession with sales is there's a lot more avoiding than there is action. And so the repetition and experience, the conversations, you don't get to hear the pauses. When you ask someone, are you in a position to purchase today? Well, you don't understand what that means. And so you get confused and you go to your network marketing events and your conventions, and you don't really understand the inner game of selling, because at a lot of events, you're told to share, care, and a lot of content that's still good content, but it's not the inner game of it. So the real inner game of selling is learned by being learned by, taught by someone who's a master, and then also the practical application of it over and over, so that there's repetition and experience, and that you begin to understand who your opponent is. Just like in the world, what's going on politically, if you're a patriot or if you're a conservative or whatever your political party is, you start to understand the opponent. You watch the narrative. You watch the rhetoric. You watch what goes on, and you start to understand that inner game. You know, what is the real agenda? And this also shows up in selling. What is the agenda? Well, your agenda is to be able to find a qualified buyer. That is the most important aspect of your whole perspective, is attracting a qualified buyer. And if you're in construction and you're selling doors, windows, or you're selling roofing, or any multitude of situations, you're not gonna knock on someone's door that doesn't require a new roof. I mean, you're looking for someone who has leaks. You're looking for someone who requires a new roof. You're looking for where the profit is. Where can you provide the best service, the best value, and create the most profit for your company so you can be and stay in business? That means you have to operate a business like a business. You have to become a business owner. And the way you will do that is by having a corporation, having minutes for your corporation, starting to be on payroll, having your own payroll, using QuickBooks, having quarterly payments, having an accountant, having an attorney. I mean, these are all the levels that you will graduate into in owning a business. But you may not be there right now. But right now, what is important is that in this challenge that's going on in the world, is that you learn how to be and stay connected yourself and then create the connections on the outer world. So connecting is the ability to ask questions. Now, one of the biggest challenges for most of society is their communication style with themselves and with the outer world is not conducive to forming connections. If you think, process, analyze, validate, justify, and explain yourself a lot, you will have challenges. I coached a woman today. I've coached her for 3 years, and I complimented her on like the complete overhaul of her sentence structure. When I used to ask her a question 3 years ago, she would like, she would trip all over herself. She would ask me a question. She'd go down the rabbit hole and come up here, ask another question up here like this. 3 years into our collaboration, her communication style is exceptional. She doesn't have any kindas, sortas. I mean, she's really cleaned it up so that there's clarity. The reason that this is important, the emotional discipline required to be able to communicate effectively, is so that there is clarity. There were people on my webinar, and my assistant Dylan will attest to this. He's sitting right over there. So we have a relatively simple system in the ordering process. However, some people get lost in the loop. We had some technical difficulty. I mean, if this is even freaking possible, ClickFunnels crashed right in the middle of our selling cycle. So like at 10:39, at the peak of our selling, the freaking system crashed. Now that's not even heard of. So, and I don't want to say these things happened to me, but that did happen to me that one time. That is an isolated incident. So it required customer service issues. And I've sold a lot of products on live events, and I've had situations crash on websites where customer service issues, where you're able to salvage the sale, you're able to talk someone off the ledge, someone's pissed off about the situation. I've tried to order this 3 times. This is so frustrating. Well, I'm very skilled at handling customer service issues, but I'm also equally skilled at outsourcing it to my assistants who are equally skilled because I have taught them. The customer is always right, first of all. You let the customer go first, and this is the same situation. When you're prospecting, you ask a question, you let the client or the customer talk, you interrupt them if they keep going on and they're not answering your question. But if you're such a nice guy, nice girl, people pleaser, codependent, you'll have challenges mastering this because your emotional state will say, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to make a mistake. I'm a people pleaser. I want people to like me. Diplomatically interrupting someone so that they answer the question you ask is not being rude. It's being clear. And the clarity that you require to master is a clear course of where you're going with your business. But if you don't have a clear course, you're just going to stay overwhelmed. You're going to stay in the educational loop that so many people stay in. It's just like this. This is the educational, the knowledge loop that so many people stay in. They gain a lot of knowledge, but they don't step out of knowledge. They don't go right over here. See, this is where the ass is in the chair. This is called the production code. Right in here is where you master the production code. Because right here in these 4 feet around you at your place called the desk where I look out a window, and I watch people walking by, but I'm not out there. I'm right here. I see them with their dogs, but that's when I can lift an eye and see it. But my focus is right here, right in front of me. Focus on the TAH, the task at hand. And the task at hand in prospecting is qualifying a buyer for your time. I learned this years ago selling Yellow Page advertising. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I represent Southwestern Bell Yellow Pages. I'm canvassing in the area to see if the buyer or the media purchaser would be open to meeting with me about adding some business from the Southwestern Bell directory. I mean, these are simple questions I ask. You learn to ask the questions in a sequence. Asking is not talking-oriented marketing. Asking is conversational marketing, where you're having a conversation by asking questions, leading the prospect to a solution. But if the prospect isn't looking for a solution, you are wasting your time. And this is what many people do. Then many people get lost in this, I got ghosted. I never heard that term until the last 3, 4, 5 years. because no one ever ghosted me. When you say me, now you've personalized it. When someone doesn't buy, they're not buying from me, they're not buying. And if someone says, yeah, Y-E-A-H, I'll get back to you. Well, I know what that means because I understand the context. However, I had a 20-minute call with a woman Sunday, qualified buyer, definitely had some energy, definitely wanted to buy from me. We get to the so how much does it cost method. And I said, are you concerned with cost or are you concerned with value? It threw her off. She said, what do you mean? I said, I mean what I meant. Now, she knew what I meant, but she wanted a clarification. So instead of telling her a story, I said, I meant what I meant. She goes, oh, well. And then I laid out my program, and she said, well. And then she told me that she didn't have the money and she would have to run it by, and she said, the husband. But it was the way she said it that I knew she meant it. Now, that's a woman who said, I'll get back with you in 2 weeks. She didn't say 2 weeks or so. And I asked her, can you commit to that? That's a trial close. She said, I unequivocally can. Now, does that mean she will follow through? High probability. Just by the way her communication style dictated. And am I going to wait around for it? No. Am I going to follow up with her? No. Why? People go, why? Because I have more leads than time. And people go, well, that's easy for you. Well, it's not easy for me. It's a learned skill. I learned it a long time ago. When I finish this Facebook Live, I have two back-to-back prospecting calls. I'm coaching 12 hours a day. That's a standard day for me. And I'm creating more leads in time every single day. Now, if you were in business, you would learn to do the same situation also. Because if you don't have more leads than you have time on your hands to procrastinate. And then if you tell yourself, I don't know what to do, I don't know anyone to call. Well, here's who I would call when I didn't have anyone to call. I would buy 10-cent leads. I would buy a list of leads. I found a list broker in White Plains, New York, Macro Mark Media, back in the day. I used to buy email lists from them. I used to buy mailing lists from them. I used to do direct mail. I mean, you have to be creative when it comes to creating leads. I started my own postcard company called MHT Leads, More Heart Than Talent Leads, and I would do 2,000 postcards a week in the era where postcards were effective. So from 1996 to 1998, which is a 3-year period, I was bulk mailing 2,000 postcards. Let me think. I was bulk mailing 1,000 postcards a week, 4,000 a month. And I was receiving a 5% response rate back, and I had a voicemail set up. It was a system. The voicemail was 30 seconds in length. At the end of the outgo, it said, leave your name and number twice, and the best time to return your call, and I will personally return your call within 24 hours, which I did. I returned her call within 24 hours, and the person that left their name and number twice was the most qualified lead because they heard what I meant, they did what I asked, and I had a high probability of closing that sale. I mean, these are some of the inner game skills and techniques that you learn in being a master asker, master connector, a professional at the vocation of selling, sales, the highest paid profession in the world. People will give you tells. I mean, they'll telegraph their feelings. You'll be able to pick up clues when you ask them. I asked a busboy once upon a time, his name was Will. The reason I know that, because I asked him. I said, what's your name? He goes, Will. I go, Will, what do you do besides being a busboy at this restaurant? He goes, I'm going to college. I said, Will, have you ever considered owning your own business? He goes, well, I've never thought of it. I said, Will, now that you're thinking of it right now, have you considered owning your own business? He goes, gee, I'll have to think about it. Because I asked him the same question twice. He didn't answer my question. I'm not going to continue to ask a 19-year-old busboy another question because he didn't qualify for it. I let him go easily and effortlessly. I saw him several times over the course of my dining experience. Never once did he ask me what I do. Now, this is very interesting because I always tipped him 20 bucks. He was an exceptional young man. He gave me good service. He called me Mr. Combs. He was friendly, but he wasn't a qualified buyer. And that's what you'll learn. Not everyone is a qualified buyer. My very first millionaire apprentice was a guy named Sean Crum. Sean was a gentleman I met in a restaurant called Il Fornaio in Sacramento, California. I tipped Sean 100 bucks back in the day when I just was starting to break through. He goes, wow, what do you do for a career? I told him that I'm in a direct sales business, and he said he was as well. He was in a company back in the day that was eventually became Vima, and But he, as I got to know him over a period of time, he did ask me what I do for a career. He wanted to come to my house and see what I do. He's one of the few people I ever let come to my house, and I closed him when he was here. I had someone drop by my house about 6 months ago, and I typically don't let people drop by my house because my house is not a drop-by house. It's not, hey, I'm at the front door. He came in, watched what I did, and he closed, and I asked if he's considering rehiring me, and he did. Now, once again, the situation availed itself and presented itself. Now, this is what you would learn to do. Read the situation for what it is. And if you're watching someone in person, you watch the eye movement, the eye contact. If you're doing it over the telephone, texting, typing, you watch the narrative, what goes back and forth. But you learn in the inner game of this, you start to master skills. You start to master emotions. You start to understand how predictable people are. And you learn to address the objections. Number one, I don't have the money. Number two, I want to think about it. Number three, I want to run it by someone else. Husband, fireman, dog catcher, someone down the street. And they want to think about it, or they're not interested, or they want to do the research. So think and research are two different. The research person is analytical. The person who wants to think about it is typically just blowing you off. The research person is the kind of person who typically does do the research. They take the longest time to decide, and their buying habits are based on facts, figures, documentation, and technical know-how. And these also are the type of people who spend way too much time in their head over the details of the business and the product, looking for the flaw in it. Not always, but it is predictable that that does happen. Occasionally, they also tend to be the person who has buyer's remorse. They buy and then find a flaw. We had this happen actually Saturday. I was selling one of my limousines, and my assistant Dylan went to my commercial building to meet the buyer. The buyer had the check, and I have a limousine. I have a Lincoln Continental 2011, mint condition, perfect condition. Price was absolute right in line, but the guy said there was a decal that wasn't the right decal on the car, and my assistant showed him, well, that decal is in the trunk. I didn't even know the decal was in the trunk, but I guarantee you that decal will get put back on the car immediately, and the guy didn't buy the car because the decal was in the trunk, not on the car. It had some other decal on it. I didn't even know any of this until after the fact. Because when I bought it, that didn't even mean anything. But that was the reason he used not to buy a mint condition car, and he had the check already cut out, and we had the title. So, I mean, and that sale was not closable. That sale fell apart because that person found a flaw, and he overanalyzed that flaw and didn't buy a car, not even knowing the condition and the TLC that we had put into it over the last 2 years. What that means is there's another buyer out there that's going to be easy. You want to be able to engage in sales presentations and conversations that are easy. The people who are difficult, here's the message. Goodbye. People are difficult. These people that are difficult, they have major health challenges. They have all kinds of money issues. I mean, you learn to let these people go, and they work it out on their own, and you get out of the conversation. Someone that spends all this time getting lost in our system, ordering a product and asking for customer service this and customer service this, and I'm like, just don't buy it. I mean, it's too much effort, and you want to be able to do that. Detach from people. Let people go diplomatically, easily and effortlessly. Because when a conversation starts out difficult, it usually ends difficult. This is a tell. This is a signal. If someone wants you to prove it to them, if someone wants to jam you up early in the conversation, it's like law of surrender. Goodbye. I mean, I'm not in the convincing business, Chief. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I mean, just let this go. Now, you don't say that, but that's the energy. Just like, you detach. You diplomatically get out of the conversation. I've seen this in a lot of real estate and mortgage sales also. Someone has all these financial challenges, and they've got to go all through these financial hoops, and I've seen salespeople and mortgage people go through all these hoops for people because I really want to help you. I'm Delta, Delta, Delta. I'm here to help you. And they exhaust themselves helping this difficult person. And then we get to the closing table and they can't pull it off. I mean, now, once again, this is all context because there are people that really require your expertise. There are people that require your professionalism. But you also want to be able to read the situation for what it is. And this is what most people don't understand. So I'll give context in something. Go, yeah, but I heard this at this. I go, once again, you've got to be in the middle of the conversation. You have to be able to done it a few thousand times, understand context. And selling is intuitional, it's not analytical. So when I'm giving a statement, it's the context of the situation. It's not always black and white, because I'm able to navigate, adapt, and adjust to the situation for what it is. That's called reading the situation. I mean, that takes intuition. You can't do this in your analytical, egoic brain, your left brain, the processes, thinks, analyzes, holds on, yeah, buts, and can't let a situation or a person go. And that's what many people, they spend way too much time majoring in minor situations rather than majoring in results and solutions. Because the problem is always resolved by being in the solution. Now this afternoon, my assistant is doing computer updates and computer repairs with the top tier repair person that I've done business with for years. I called Peter up. Peter said, here's a solution. Let's do this, this, and this. Let's see if this happens. Let's get back together at 1 o'clock. We were on the phone with him for about 10 minutes. We're gonna be on the phone with him at 1:45 for about 5 minutes, because that's how long I have. Someone said, Jeff, I really require talking to you. And so I said, send me your phone number. I have 3 minutes between a coaching call. I called the woman back. She started telling me a story. I said, I appreciate the situation. What do you want to ask me? She asked me the question. I answered it, thanked her, and moved on. Now, what would happen if you could do that? That's the speed. That's the speed you require. That's the undertow. And you go, oh, I could never do that. You are correct. Because if you communicate like that, that means that as you begin to let go, as you begin to move into recovery, and recovery is a higher level of sobriety. Sobriety is the first state of recovery. But when you move into recovery and you are recovering, in that state of being less emotional and being more autonomous and being detached, that's when you're detached, it means you're not worried about an outcome that hasn't happened. It means you can live in the solution. You can address the problem. See, I was asked, well, what's the problem? I don't require all the details, just what the fuck is the problem? State the problem and I'll answer your question. But I don't require the whole story. That's where people lose people. That's what many people do, is they start talking about the product, the service, the benefit, and the feature. They start over-talking because they're so anxious. They're desperate. They say, if I just talk enough, maybe they'll buy from me. That's not what you do. Selling is emotional. If you're selling Mercedes, you're selling the experience. You're selling the brand. You want that person smelling the leather in the car. They don't even know what a drivetrain is. Must have known what horsepower means. They don't even care. What they care is it's a Mercedes. They want a color. They want the interior. You got to sell the experience. But many people get lost in the sauce of the details. And when you learn to sell emotionally, then you will become a closer. And when you let go of all this anxiety that you're in, it's amazing what begins to happen and who begins to show up. It's amazing what happens when it comes to the results. It's amazing what happens as you begin to attract your reality, quality, like-minded success seekers that are seeking the consciousness that you're in. But we are at a very low level of consciousness. You'll attract your reality the same low level of consciousness. When you and ah and kind and think a lot and you're overwhelmed a lot, you'll attract your reality the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. See, this debunks the myth of success. You don't have to be successful to attract someone who's successful. You don't have to fake success to attract someone successful, but you have to be able to communicate with someone who's seeking success. But if you telegraph, I haven't had any success, you won't buy from me, you are correct, because you just created the mixed message to fulfill a set of feelings of what is called low self-esteem. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are separating your feelings from the events that shape them. That's the true essence. That's the true inner game of letting go. Letting go has no shape and form. And so the more you understand that, the more you can let go. I'm going to be hosting a Facebook Live this evening at midnight Eastern Standard Time, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that was 9 p.m. Pacific. I just received my 1944 copy of The Wizard of Oz. So I'll show you some of the color illustrations from that book this evening. Now, this is a very interesting book because there's so much symbolism in what's going on in today's world. And that book is really about money. And that book it's why it's such an interesting read. It's such a parable. So I'll show you that book tonight at the 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Facebook Live this evening. And as I stated on Saturday, I will be hosting a series of webinars throughout the rest of the year. I have determined that I will more than likely not be speaking live this year, so I'll replace some of those by doing two-hour webinars with a series of guests throughout the rest of the year 2020. Then I'll reevaluate what 2021. Joe Sweeney from Lincoln, Nebraska. How are you, Joe? Who else do we have on here this afternoon? Bonita Bastardo, welcome. Henry, welcome. Amy, welcome to the call. Ruth, welcome. Raul Morales and Lisa Faye Pazanza. Lisa is a closer. Lisa is one of my top students when it comes to CTS, closing the sale. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and let you go here this afternoon. This is theclosersclinic.com. If that is turned around, that is theclosersclinic.com. Theclosersclinic.com. That is a $9.97 value that I had available on Saturday. You may still purchase that for $97. So Seth William Nowak bought that this Saturday. Thank you very much. Amy, I know you purchased that today. And Lisa, thank you for the compliment, the inner game. Lisa is also Lisa Faye Pazanza, who is on the Facebook Live today, is a woman I highly endorse as a LinkedIn professional. She is a very skilled LinkedIn coach, also is a five-figure monthly income earner, is a network marketing sales professional. I coach her son, Zach, who's closing sales in real estate. Single mother of three, stand-up woman, put her kids through high school by being a business owner. So once again, Lisa Faye Pazanza, highly, highly endorse her. If you're looking for a LinkedIn coach, she's very, very skilled. Lisa will also show you that she has this equation, more leads than she has time. I know that Lisa offers 20-minute free coaching sessions. So if you contact Lisa, that's Lisa Faye Pazanza, let her know that I referred you to her. She is on the Facebook Live here today. I've been Lisa's coach for 6 years. You have a great afternoon, everyone. Love you. See you tonight.
More Heart Than Talent Radio.